Benson, who is founder and executive director of the Michigan Center for Election Law and Administration. Good evening, Jocelyn. How are you?
Great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. You just testified less than a week ago before the Senate Redistricting Committee to talk about concerns and information. How did that meeting go in your mind?
Well, I appreciated their invitation to the meeting, and I think it's really important that citizens have a meaningful say in one of the most important political decisions in our state. And right now they don't. And even if you or I am able to attend a hearing, at the heart of the issue is who's actually drawing the district lines and who actually has a say in whether those lines are drawn and whether the citizens themselves have a say in this. And that's something that's lacking right now in Michigan that we need to see reformed, and something that my competition was trying to sort of chip away at.
Well, it definitely was. The competition started beginning in April. The citizens were invited to be involved with this competition, correct?
Yes, and when I was running for Secretary of State last year, I talked extensively about the need for this, for a Citizens Redistricting Commission in Michigan that would essentially be appointed and comprised of everyday people who could draw the lines that group voters into different districts and send representatives to Lansing or to Congress. And so this competition actually is something that I heard about from the Ohio Secretary of State, who did this a few years ago, and through my nonprofit, the Michigan Center for Election Law, I brought this to Michigan and invited any Michigan resident to have the same software and data that the politicians have and draw their own districts and essentially be able to communicate to their elected officials what they would like their districts to look like. We had about 200 people enter the competition. It was a tremendous success, and now we have the top scoring plans posted on our website, MichiganRedistricting.org, for anyone to see and review. And over the next 2 weeks, we're asking the public to comment on the top scoring plans, and out of that, our judges will choose the winning plan.
So this is phase two of the Michigan Citizens Redistricting Competition. And once these plans are chosen, where are they delivered then? What's the next step in the process as you see it?
Well, that's a great question. So the state legislature set a deadline last month for when they would accept the plans. And so at that point, we closed the competition and just selected the top scoring plans in all the categories, state Senate, state House, and Congress, and submitted all of those plans to the legislature. So that's been done. And then I testified and encouraged both the Senate and House to consider these plans and the ideas of the citizens who drafted these plans in drafting their own plan, the politician's plan. But then there's another step, which is we have a $1,000 cash reward that will go to the author of the winning congressional plan. And to essentially demonstrate what we think the state should be doing, we are having this public comment period in phase two of the competition, where anyone in Michigan can come to our website or on Facebook and comment on any and view all of the top scoring plans, comment on them. And through those comments, our judges will select what we'll call the people's plan. We'll give that author $1,000, and we'll also update the legislature as to which specific plan was chosen by the people to be their option for Congress.
In obviously, you've had a lengthy career involved with politics, from either from inside or from outside. And are you getting the sense that the legislators are taking this seriously, that they're really going to look at and study these plans that have been come out of this competition?
Well, I have received a lot of calls from members of the committees and their staff, which has been very encouraging. So I know certainly that they're looking at the plans, which is great to know. But we've also heard things like the plans are already done and this, that, and the other. So it remains to be seen what the politicians' plans will ultimately look like. But again, under the current system, regardless of which political party happens to control the process, the people do not. And so the biggest thing that I hope can come out of this is to demonstrate that citizens can sometimes do an even better job in drawing district lines than politicians themselves, because simply they have different interests involved. And on top of that, that citizens should be drawing the lines here in Michigan in upcoming redistricting cycles.
Well, is your idea that this kind of takes the politics out of it?
Yes. The idea is more than politics, it's the self-interest and even a conflict of interest where you have politicians literally drawing their own districts, either their own legislative districts and therefore choosing which voters they'd like to have in their district and which they'd like to exclude, or drawing their congressional districts. And we've seen historically many people aspiring to be in Congress drawing their own districts and then subsequently running in them and oftentimes winning. And that entire process is just rife with conflicts and self-interest that goes against the people's interest, which is really to have districts that keep communities together and enable communities to vote together to elect their candidates of choice. And really, when you look historically with gerrymandering being something that's endemic to this process, the only way we can remove the politics and partisanship from redistricting is to create a citizens redistricting commission that will be nonpartisan, separate from the political arena, and focused only on ensuring that the people's interests are protected in drawing those district lines.
This, as I'm listening to you speak, Jocelyn, this sounds kind of Don Quixote-esque, you know, trying to change a process that is so inherently, lopsided.
Yeah. Well, in other states, actually, there are other states where voters do have a say, a meaningful say in the redistricting process. In Arizona, citizens voted in 2000 to amend their state constitution to create a bipartisan citizens redistricting committee. And in California and Florida, this past in 2010, they enacted ballot initiatives to create independent commissions where citizens could draw the lines and enact redistricting plans. And in California, there's actually a 14-member commission that enables anyone across the state to apply, and then various members of the process select the 14-member commission. There's actually a lottery and several different stages, and then ultimately 14 citizens are selected to work together in a public and open and transparent way to hold hearings around the state and create these districts. So there are other states that are moving forward in the right way in this, and I hope Michigan can soon follow. We've seen proposals in Utah, New York, North Carolina, Minnesota, Indiana, all calling for the creation of an independent citizens redistricting commission in those states. So we hope, and I hope, that true reform here in Michigan can come over these next few years.
Well, and true reform would certainly be the operative word. I can't thank you enough for this. Would you mind giving folks the website once again? I think it's important for folks to be able to take a look at this.
Yes, people can find us on Facebook. We're just Michigan Citizens Redistricting Commission. And at the same time, you can go to our website, MichiganRedistricting.org, and either way, submit your comments to the redistricting plans, and we'd love to hear them.
Very good. I can't thank you enough for your time, Jocelyn. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Very good.